You're very ungrateful. You should keep all the players that you have in round 16.
I have half of them.
What is the track?
I have six of them. I have six of them.
Somebody.
Wow.
Anyway, speaking about not having trust, I traded like pretty much everyone. I only kept three players. It's good for me to be in this podcast, you know? That's why I didn't do so well last week, because I listen to you guys and I go like, I like this, I like that. So yeah, what do you think?
Glad I could help, guys. Glad I could help.
Yeah, enlighten us, Frankie. Enlighten us with your ideas.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you guys for your inspiration. It's been fantastic. You're making me actually play so well that I'm ahead of you too. So yeah.
Hey, Vasiliki. Hey, Javi.
Frankie, where are you?
Sorry, I was just finishing my victory lap.
Victory lap? What are you talking about? I got 25 more points more than you.
No, we're still talking about round 16, where I kicked butt.
Oh, wow. But did you win the private round even?
No, but I lost to a guy named Ivan Drago, so that's pretty okay when you come in second to a guy named Ivan Drago. First, let's congratulate Yanis Nidiotis, who had 217.45 points. I only had a tenth of a point less than him. He was 42nd in the world. I was 44th in the world. So I think it's a pretty good week for me and for him.
Yeah, pretty good week for you guys too, but pretty great week also for Christos Nisiotis, who was the winner of our private league for round 17 with 210.03 credits. But heavy? Do you want to add something to that?
Not really. I'm still ahead, so I'm cool with that.
I'm still stuck in the past. So, Javi, first of all, let me welcome you back after missing a couple episodes. But also, let me fill you in on something. Last week, just a week ago, right here on this same podcast, I had a little conversation with Vasiliki and our special co-host. And I suggested to most of them, maybe it wasn't such a good week to go all in on Partizan against Azvel. And here we are a week later, and Azvel won both games of the double week, and Partizan lost both. So I figured it's only fair that I let Vasiliki try to defend herself.
Maybe you were right, Frankie, on this one. Maybe for once you were right about something, but I'm on Azvel train
for
right
once.
Now.
For once, yes.
Do I need to say to you that your favorite guy, Lonnie Walker, had a minus one in the last game?
No, because the brilliance is, if anybody checked my team, I didn't have Lonnie Walker last week. I dropped him before round 17, and I'm picking him up now. So even more, how do I pat myself on the shoulder here? How do I do that?
I have to say that in round 16, I had Obradovic as a coach, because as a general rule, doing the opposite thing that you do works really well for me. I'm ahead of you, actually. But not this time. He was. I mean, that's Partizan lost. I got a minus five, and you skyrocketed. Man, congratulations! It's a really, really good score in round 16. In 17, you were your usual self and got 128.
Again, I'm all focused on round 16 right now.
Yeah, we should focus on round 18 now, guys, because we have unlimited trades and a match to discuss.
We have a couple of news that we have to discuss. First, unfortunately, Matthias Esau got severely injured, and we have to see what Panathinaikos does. Vasiliki, you know probably best than us. Esau is going to be out for a while, right?
The projection is 4 months, so just before the playoffs, if everything goes well for the French center of Panathinaikos, who was injured in the game against Baskonia. We all wish Matthias to get well soon. And Panathinaikos is in the market actually trying to find a replacement. It's really tough to find someone to fill in his shoes at this time of the year, and especially when there are other teams in the market looking for centers as well. All teams need a big guy, and there are not enough big guys out there. So I don't know what will Panathinaikos do. Trevin Williams moved from Alba Berlin to Maccabi Tel Aviv. Wayne Gabriel is one of the players that Panathinaikos is interested to, but Odet Kata said, we're not looking to let players go. We are looking to get more players in. So it's a chaos out there.
From a fantasy perspective, people who had Lesora on their team, now that opens up a large budget for them to replace him. And I don't know how they do it. So what would you recommend for people who are trying to figure out how to rebuild their teams without him?
The option I got, even though I didn't have Matthias on my team for this week, is Devin Booker. He's kind of an expensive option, but he has been providing for Bayern day in and day out this season. He costs 14 credits. He's one of the most popular guys on fantasy right now. And I think since Bayern is playing at home, they're undefeated there. The only team that hasn't lost a single game at home. I will go with Devin Booker.
Just tell us a little bit internally, though, about the Panathinaikos options at center. Who's, in the short term, anybody who is worth having?
Omer Yurtseven is an option. Defensive end, he has some problems, but he can score. We have seen that when Slukas is feeding him or Lorenzo Brown is feeding him. Kostas Antetokounmpo is the other option, but as I said, he's fighting with an illness. I'm not sure how well is he going to be, even though we have some days left until around 18 kicked in. And also, I think Dinos Mitoglou will see some minutes in the five position, as we've seen before in some lineups that Ataman has tried.
Injuries are the worst part of this sport, and we really want the all players to be healthy and good enough meant to play. About this center situation, I have cross feelings about David McCormack. This week they play Real Madrid and they play Tavares. And I don't know if it's a... I think that on one hand, he will like to say thank you for the trust because they kind of kept him instead of Trevion Williams. And he's going to try to give his best. But then he faces the best shot blocker not in the league, but in the entire yearly history. McCormack, good choice or not? Frankie, what do you think?
The time we thought that maybe somebody broke the Real Madrid code was when Lesor just started running down court and beating Tavares in one game all the time in transition. Can McCormack do that? I think that is a possibility. I think that he's going to feel the confidence. He's been playing very, very well since he's showed up in the lineup. He's a guy who has a rich history. He's a five-star recruit out of high school. He played at one of the top colleges in the United States. And now he's worked his way up the European ladder. He just had a bit of a bump in Milan, but every place else he's produced. So at 9.3 credits, I think it's worth the gamble, especially on turn one. That's my favorite time to gamble, turn one, when you have something to go back with turn two. So I just hope everybody who has him is able to have some sort of center that they can trust if it doesn't go well. But I'm optimistic, and I've kept McCormack, and I think that there's something to build around there.
Well, we have unlimited trades this week, so let's talk about it. As always, we'll talk budget options, like in the middle options and star options. Let's start with budgets, Vasiliki.
I have two guys in my mind. One is Ercanus Mani from Anadolu Efes. He had 31 fire in the previous game. He has been getting much minutes. He's been starting for Anadolu Efes lately. He has gained the trust of Tomislav Mijatovic. I think it's a great option. And the other player on my mind and on my team this week will be Panagiotis Kalaitzakis. He had also started the last two games of Panathinaikos. He's known for his defensive skills mostly, but he's getting more minutes, and this plan is working for Coach Ataman as well. He only costs 4.4 credits. So for your bench, it's a perfect option in my eyes. What do you guys think?
Well, for me, I'm going to go with a player who we all know. It's Larry Bird. I mean, Brady Manek. over his last three games, he's averaging more than 10 points a game. He's made 3 three-pointers each game. He's playing more minutes, and he's 5.7 credits. So I think that now is the time where he's found his role.
My cheap option is Terry Tarpey of AS Monaco. He's only 5 credits. He averages, in the last 4 games, his average is around 8.0 PAR. Loads of steals, no turnovers, loads of assists. It's an option that you can use because he also plays in turn one. And maybe if he gets a good score, he can give you... I mean, it's an interesting choice. And I bought him this week. So let's go to the middle of the pack. Let's say not superstars, but somebody who is like in the middle. Frankie, who you have?
2 weeks ago, I said, everybody, go get Roman Sorkin. And he did not play 2 weeks ago because his stepfather passed away. The last two games, he's been a monster. There's just something about him in the lineup when Rivero's not there. It's not just the more minutes, but it's the role, playing more of the five. He's been almost unstoppable, very big minutes, 8.7 credits, and playing on Thursday. I think that Roman Sorkin is a player that every fantasy manager should be considering.
From my side, I'd say Sylvain Francisco. He cost 11.8 credits, and he had the amount 18.4 credits in the last five games. He's the most able player from Žalgiris. And another option I like is Nick Weiler-Babb, 10.9 credits. He has been averaging 18.2 fantasy points in the last five games. He has been leading assists here and there for his teammates. I think it's also an interesting option. Javi?
Jenna Musa of Real Madrid. His numbers went up and went to, well, his usual numbers, around 18.0 PAR. So, yeah, they play Alba Berlin in Berlin. I think that's a perfect game, run and gun for him.
That is a nice pickup. And it was too late for me to rework my team, and I don't know if I will, but I want to second that. I think Musa is an excellent player. If you get him now, that could be a guy for the second half of the season who could become a must-have, and getting him now is the right time.
What's your start of choice for... we're talking about 15 or more. We're talking about real superstar.
Sasa Vezenko, of course, is the go-to guy. He remained on my team even though I had a limited trade. He is the most popular fantasy player. 29% of the fantasy managers have Sasa Vezenko on their teams. He cost 18.9 credits. He is always delivering. He has won three times the MVP of the round award. This year, Kendrick Nunn, he has been really hot lately. He scored 65 points in two games in the last double round week of 2024. He's on a roll, and now Panathinaikos need him more than ever since the other big star of the team, Matias Lazor, is out. So all in for Kendrick Nunn.
I also have Sasha Vezenkov. I can't imagine a scenario where I will not have Sasha Vezenkov going forward unless he gets hurt or sick or something, but he's just too good of a player not to have. But the same I have to say about Theo Maledon, who's been red hot. I'm glad that I got him when he was less than 13 credits and I've been able to watch the rise, but he is as good of a player as they come. And the only problem with having them both is that how many points is enough to keep Sasha's captain when Theo is on the bench? That's the only question.
I agree 100% with Frankie because I have the two same players, same star players. Vezenkov, I think everybody likes him. He's our guy, best for press. Same as Maledon. Maledon has been fantastic. He leads the December in PAR, hint, 24.7. So yeah, if he has a good game against Virtus and they win, he could be the first Asvel player to be MVP of the month.
Javi, do you have any other stars in mind? Maybe not in your roster, but some other hot players that we might consider.
Kapath always plays really well against Alba Berlin. His assist record is 19. I think he's tied for the most assists in the history of the Euroleague against Alba Berlin. He always plays well against Alba.
What about Sam Larkin, though? He's back from the injury. Mm. He has been averaging 18.3 fantasy points in the last three games. He cost a little bit under 15 credits. Is now the time to get Shane Larkin on our teams?
I would say no. I would wait. I think he's giving a lot of assists, but not scoring a lot. The minute that he has, let's say, very good scoring game, that's when I'll get him.
Yeah, there's no room for me to have another big guard. And of course, I have Lonnie at 13.2 credits. And I expect a big game out of Lonnie Walker, as I always do, except last week where I removed him for one round only and I proved to have a good feeling about it.
You have to tell us about this epiphany you had. And you said, like, Lonnie has been killing him. Oh, today he's not going to play well. I'm going to drop him from my team. I don't know how you do that.
So I'll tell you how, because there were so many games on Friday that I needed to get some players in turn one. I was concerned about the matchup, and there was no recourse if you played poorly on Friday. So yeah. I decided I'm going to remove him. And you know what? The player who instead of him that I kept was Fournier. Between doing that and having Fournier, who had another strong game, I gained almost a full credit. But this week specifically, not only do I think it'll be a fast-paced game against Maccabi, but Maccabi has been struggling with quick guards, and which is also good for Francisco, who you recommended. They just gave up, I believe, 30 points to Jared Harper of Jerusalem in the Israel League.
Yeah.
I think it's a good time for Walker to have another big game in the EuroLeague. So yeah, in Lonnie we trust.
So I think now it's the time when we go and see which trades we made, and there are a lot this week.
So Frankie, you go first. Which trades did you make?
All right, well, I'll just give the whole roster from clean, since I cut out almost the entire roster. I only kept a handful of players. So my centers are, as I said before, I'm keeping McCormick. And my turn two center, in case McCormick does not do great, is Ante Zizic, who I think is going to have a growing role now under Coach Ivanovic. He's 9.6 credits, not a super cheap player, but it gives me the insurance that I want. In a perfect world, I don't have to touch him, and I get the half credits because McCormick is another big game. But that's what going at center. At forward, I have very popular players: Vezenkov, Roman Sorkin, Osmani, and Brady Manek. Those are my four forwards. And at guard, I'm keeping Tamir Blatt, one of the few players I'm keeping, who's leading the league in assists, and had a poor game on Friday only because the threes didn't fall. But he's a 42%, 41.7% 3-point shooter for the year, so I'm not worried about that. I think it's Zalgiris will put up big numbers again. Lonnie Walker, Theo Maledon, and Marco Bellinelli, who again I'm trying to figure out what changes are coming at Virtus at 5.6 credits. He's a player who I think is going to get a little bit more credit, be able to shoot. He's as good of a shooter as there is in the game of basketball. So and against Aswell, I think he'll get some shots. In a perfect world, again, I don't touch any of my T2 players except for Maledon. And a coach, Chismateo, as I think Real Madrid has rediscovered its form, going to Alba Berlin, I think that's the type of game for them to put up some big numbers. And that's the lineup that which should do better than Javi again this week.
I don't like it. You're very ungrateful. You should keep all the players that you have in round 16. That's the way I say it. What works for you, you should keep it, man.
I have half of them. More than half of them. I have six of them.
What is the trap?
I have six of them. I have six of them.
Somebody.
Wow.
Anyway, speaking about not having traps, I traded like pretty much everyone. I only kept three players, Osmani, Bezenkov, and I don't remember who's the other. And Terry Tapia, of course, we had for a while. I traded Ataman. I traded both centers, Tavares and McCormick, because, like I said, playing against Tavares is not a good thing. I'll go Vito Brown, T.J. Shorts, who I have for the points, basically. We had a thick score this week. Maltedello, Ziga Sama, and Jalen Horde. I didn't want to trade Jalen Horde, but I had no other choice if I wanted to get the players that I wanted. I got Samir Blatt. Like you said, he leads the league in assists. He's, I think, heavily underrated in the game. I also got Spaniolo playing against Madrid. Should play well. My surprise signing is Donatas Motiejunas. I think he's going to play well against Efes. I think he matches up well against Oturu and Poirier. Maledon comes in. Petrušev comes in. And I know this is not a very popular choice. Petrušev has been dropped a lot, but I think he's going to play well in this round. I got Kalaitzakis, very cheap player, like Pasiliki said, right now, top choice. And Devin Booker as Mateo and head coach. So I'm starting with Spaniolo, Blatt, Osmani, Bezenkov, Potejunas, and Terpi. And for T2, I have three very good options in Maledon, Booker, and Petrušev. And if needed, Kalaitzakis, who is starting now for Panathinaikos. So I like what I see. Vasiliki, what do you have?
No, before we get to Vasiliki, let me just push back on two of the guys, because they're people who I consider, but I didn't go with them, and I want to hear some more about your reasoning. The first is Petrušev, who I had for a month, and he was outstanding. Are you not concerned that the signing of John Brown is going to cut into his minutes and his role a little bit, and maybe he's not worth it? And before you answer that, the second one I will bring up is Spagnolo, who was a player who in the podcast last week I said I was going to have, and in my last minute changes to when I ended up bringing in Fournier, which turned out to be a brilliant move. He, not only did he not play great last week, but he is a Real Madrid product. And we thought about getting him earlier in the season. We played against Real Madrid and he had a PIR of 1. So I'm wondering if it's not a great matchup for him against Real Madrid and if that concerns you at all.
It does. It does. And after what I heard in this podcast, you know, it always happens, right? I listen to you guys and then I think, maybe I'll change. So I would say some of these players are provisional. Spaniolo, Motiejunas, Petrušev, maybe I'll get McCormick back. Maybe I'll get Sorkin now. Then I'll get a lot of money to replace Spaniolo and get somebody better. Maybe Lonnie Walker. I don't know. It's difficult. Right now, this is what it is. But I heard so many good things that I may change my mind, you know? It's good. It's good for me to be in this podcast, you know? That's why I didn't do so well last week, because I listen to you guys and I go like, I like this, I like that. So yeah, it is what it is. Basiliki, what do you think?
Glad I could help, guys. Glad I could help.
Yeah. Enlighten us, Frankie. Enlighten us with your ideas.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you guys for your inspiration. It's been fantastic. You're making me actually play so well that I'm ahead of you too. So, yeah.
Okay. So, to set the record straight, Philip Petrushev has not been dropped that much. He's the second most popular guy in fantasy. 27.2 fantasy managers own Philip Petrushev, even though Joel Bolivo is back and even though John Brown has been acquired from Kranos Vesta. But I don't have him on my team, with that being said, because I went with Ertanos Mani, who is an even cheaper option for the forward, since I already have Sasa Vezenkov, who is one of the most expensive players in the game. And the other player that I kept on my team, and we didn't talk when we talked about cheap options and solid options, is another Monaco player, Matt Strazel. He got only 6 credits. He's coming from the bench. And he had been playing with Sasa Obradovic, and he's still playing with Vasilis Panoulis. He's also a French national team member. He knows his role. And he's providing whenever his name is called up. So I think that's a good choice there. And a cheap option as well. And from the head coach, I went from Yorgos Bartzokas to Pierrick Poupé, as well as 6 straight wins in the EuroLeague and the French League. They beat Paris twice because apart from the EuroLeague, they played this Sunday in the French League, and they beat them again. So I will go with Poupé, as well as playing Virtus. Toko Sengele is out for a month, so that's not very good for Virtus. I think maybe it's now time for as well to gain more rhythm and start climbing positions in the ladder. So, I said Osmani, Vazenkov, Strazel, I said Poupé, and for the centers have Devin Booker, and I got also Elien Dyer from Real Madrid because they're playing against Alba, and I think he will get a lot of minutes. He's super cheap, 5.2 credits, and since I wanted to get a few stars for my starting lineup, I needed some not so expensive options for my bench. So I also have Kendrick Nunn from Panathinaikos and Tio Maledon from Villeurbanne. As I said, I go full in with Asvel this week. And I also got Kalaidzakis from my bench and Malte Dillo from Alba at 4.2 credits. And I also got Roman Shorkin. He's on my bench right now. Maybe he will start because he's a T1 player, but I already have Osmani and Vazenkov starting, so I'm not sure there. Maybe Strazel will get my 6th position. And for captains, is it now the time to talk about?
It is.
So, Frankie, who's your captain?
Sasha for as we alluded to earlier, Sasha for Vez for Prez for turn 1 and Theo in turn 2. And I guess I will stick with your advice. If Sasha gets 25, then he stays as captain, and anything less than 25, then we turn to Theo.
Javi?
Best for press. Best in golf, and if not, Maledon, same as Frankie. How about you, Basiliki?
Who am I to ruin the streak? Best for press, of course, he's my captain, but I have Maledon and Nunn for a second choice if something goes sideways, so I will have a bit of a dilemma. If for some reason Nikola Mirotic managed to keep Sasa Vezenkov low, or Zach Lidey, I don't know. But I hope I won't have to get into this dilemma. Sasa will deliver and I will get it out of my head. I hope.
All right, that's all we have time for, right? Well, hope everybody has happy holidays. But you know, the yearly continues, right, Frankie?
That's right. And this week's Rivalry Series Game of the Week is a pretty exciting one. It's not about teams that we've spoken about much on this episode, but Paris goes to visit Baskonia. And what is special about that is that
the Paris
head coach Yeah, Thiago Splitter is a legend in Vitória Gasteiz. He was an all-Euroleague player, center there, started his well, didn't, he came from Brazil originally, right? But his Euroleague career took off there. This will be his first time coaching there. His number was retired, so that is something you don't want to miss, seeing all the reactions as he walks into the arena and the experience there. And aside from that, all we can ask you is, tell everyone about the podcast. Share it, like it, subscribe, and we will be back here next week with another episode. Until then, good week and good luck in round 18.